Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Hello and welcome to the 46th episode of the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are Anna and
Klaus
Christensen, and today is the second part of our six-step process where we're going to cover all the steps involved in launching, running, and growing an apparel business. And today we're going to talk about how to manage your business. If you want to know more about how you can apply this in your own business, check out the apparelentrepreneurship.com website. And if you want to start an apparel business, take a look at the course, How to Successfully Launch a Clothing Line. And if you already have an apparel business but want to take it to the next level, then the membership program is for you. And you can find all the information on apparelentrepreneurship.com.
So let's move on to the second step here. It's manage your business. It's about managing your finances, your team, your story, and your business strategy. And I can, for us, when we start our first brand, we probably spend around 6 months at this stage before we even started looking at manufacturers and so forth. And then it took probably another 6 months before we when we looked for factories. So it took a long time, but it doesn't have to take that long time if you know the structure from the start. And the very first thing you need to do here is to create a business plan. And a business plan is basically a document that states how you're going to run your business, what's important, and what you need to do. And it's about taking what you have in your head and bring it onto paper. This document, it will change along the way. It should do that. But it forces you to answer those tough questions, how you're going to succeed with your brand. So when you've written it down, you're much more prepared for how you're going to run your brand.
Yeah, solve the problem. For both our brands, we did the business plan in a PowerPoint presentation or keynote or whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a Word document.
So it doesn't have to be like boring and stiff and like in a crazy, you know, corporate language. You need to make it so it suits you. That's it. So it's clear for you and what you're trying to achieve. And then understanding the market, because in your head, you probably have an idea of what product you want to make. And then you need to check that to what's out on the market, because if you do not know what's on the market, you might come out with a product that already exists. So you have to, you know, preferably if you are your own customer, that's even better, because then you know your own needs and you already know what other brands there are. So just look around, go Google websites or go to fairs. Fairs is a really good place to go, by the way, because you can kind of go check and also really up close and see what's coming. There's magazines, there's of course the shops and the forums and all that. But what this helps is that it's going to help you create your collection and styles in the future with the information that you get from this.
Yeah. And when you know your market, you also know what you need to do in order to stand out. So you need to think about your USP or your unique selling points. This is what will differentiate your brand from the rest. How will your brand stand out? And what will you do better with your clothes and your brand? And also, is there a gap you can fill? So these are important things just to think about. What will I do different so you don't just become number two? If you just copy another brand, you will just be number two if you do it exactly the same as they have done. And then, of course, it's important to create a budget. And a budget, if you don't know, it's depending on, you know, your finances that you have allocated for your brand. Then you make a budget. Basically, how much are you prepared to spend in each area? So for marketing, for travel, for salaries, for product development. This will help you not to go bankrupt, because then you know if you're overspending or if you have more money to spend. Okay, now we're out of the travel budget. Let's take it easy for a while until we have more income and more money. So create a budget early on. And this one is key. I mean, money management. In the end, you want to make want more money flowing into your business than out. And you need to understand cash flow and where the most common pitfalls are. Have you heard anything about starting a clothing brand? The product development cycles, they're fairly long. So you need to have enough money to run your business before the sales start generating income. From the start, set up your bookkeeping and get someone on board if you're not good with numbers, because you need to track it, everything. And this remind, it just reminds me of a person that we worked with early on, and we're about to spend some money. I don't remember even the post we're going to spend it on. And we were like, no, this is kind of expensive. And she's like, no, no, don't worry. Just take it as a business expense. The thing was, she came from an employment, and she's just used to putting it as a business expense, as if then it doesn't cost you anything. But you have to remember, if it's your brand, you need the money into your business before you can start spending it.
It's your wallet.
Yeah. So have someone close to you that or can work with you if you're not good with it, like an accountant that can help you with the money situation. Talking about spending money, another area where it's really worth spending money on is someone that knows product development, a designer or a product developer, because this is going to be the core of your business.
And also, you will be able to do many things yourself, but to grow a team, you won't be able to do everything. Not to grow a team, to grow a business. You will eventually need a team because you are not good at everything. So first, you have to look at yourself. What are you really good at? And what do you enjoy doing? And write a list with the other things that you are not good at and that you hate doing. Put those down, because this is going to be really good for you later, so you know which people to attract and to get help from in your business.
And then when it comes to financing, I mean, there are different options how you can find your funding. The most common ones are probably if you find investors. Investors can be business angels, investment companies, or anyone providing cash to finance your business. And here you have to remember that they will take shares in your company. They want something back, but they can also help you out. You can get a loan, I mean, from banks, but also from family and friends. Here they don't take any shares, but you will need to pay an interest on that loan. And one of the most successful funding methods that we've seen recently, that's crowdfunding, like with Kickstarter, because that's a way of getting pre-orders before you have to pay for production. We've seen many brands succeed with Kickstarter and crowdfunding these days. Another way is using your own savings. And the good thing with using your own savings is that if it's your own money, you probably are more careful of how you spend them.
Bootstrap.
Yes. And of course, you can also use a common way is to start with other income. Maybe you have a day job and you do this as an evening thing, or you part-time job, or you're a freelancer. This is great, but you also have to remember that this will take both time and money, time and energy that you otherwise could have spent on your business to move on quicker.
Yeah, it's kind of like evaluating. And also you have to determine your brand story. Well, now we've talked about that you need to know your values and you need to know your why, but a story will connect on a deeper level with your customers, because as you guys know, people, and with how you shop as well, people shop on emotions, and your story will bring a deeper meaning to your brand than just some clothes.
That's it for this week.
Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us today. And stay safe, be strong, and speak to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.